have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got
you. The Jewels.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, did you? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scared cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that shit my whole life. This even, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still off with you, life I'm bleeding. I'm in the full base and thinking. Sources of my life do need it. Same friends, I'm a dumb KC. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a dance of mind, I'm clean. For Christ, rest of Christ, may meet it. In a brutal home, it's out in the heat. It said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a team. I'm trying to mind what's going to receive it. But Colorado, I'll still receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep preaching once or twice. I never will be this blue with the floor. I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by she will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on a handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got it. My music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising, I'm proving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes, exposing delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal, touch it,
lyric,
fire, bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile, just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Choose your division, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the fence.
We are beyond the fence.
With this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through fire, I blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shut.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Hey.
welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I'm smiling. Yes, I am. I am smiling. I have every reason to smile. I woke up this morning. That's right. I'm breathing. I'm in my right mind. I'm healthy. And I got a toothache. Woo, I got a toothache. But you know what? I'm smiling anyway, even though I got to go to the dentist. That's right. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Elation family. Thank you, Kim and Kim. Shout out to everyone who's on the network. We thankful, we grateful, because we already know we are prayed for. So by the time we come on, guess what we can do? Just go on with it, because we already know we blessed. That's right. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Shay Samuels, are you in a building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Go, go, go. What's up, Coach David?
Howdy.
I'm a little hoarse, but I'm doing good. Happy Sunday to all of the listeners. Elation's family, you know we love you. Beyond the Fence family, you know we love you. And thank you all for tuning in for another Sunday. I have to say, I missed you guys. I really, 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 really missed you guys. I hope you guys missed us. But Coach David, you know, all is well on this end. How about yourself?
Oh, well, I already told you, my tooth hurt. My tooth hurt. I got a toothache. But I'm smiling.
Didn't think you were going to make it, buddy. I didn't. You know, I got
song,
I made it. I thought you were going to be like, I didn't make it.
Oh, Lord. You know it hurt when you start singing.
It's like that hot water that get on your back or the belt. I used to get up and you cry out real loud.
Yes. Oh, don't do that. I'm going to tell you what you sound like after I... First, can I get another drum roll? The funny, the main man, the comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling. Bling, bling, bling.
Hercules.
Y'all, man, hey, I've been gone so long, I almost forgot where the building was at, man. I thought y'all fired me, man. I'm like, I got to go to child support court next week. I'm going to jail. I ain't got no job. How y'all doing, coaches?
Man, all is well.
I'm amazing. Oh.
Yeah, both better be all the way up.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Today, you know, I'm going to tell you what happened to me today, Two Toes and Coach Shay. I got attacked by a squirrel. I'm not playing.
Time to bring some cops in when I say how the crowd gonna go wild. Well, I said I just got attacked by a squirrel. Yeah, I know we smiling, but we ain't gonna smile that hard. I got attacked by a squirrel. I was getting out of my car. I was coming down the steps. And I just heard something I'm happy I had on sweatpants. I just heard something. I thought it was a cat. I turned around and I saw a gray tail. And I looked down and I saw this old gangster thug squirrel it was just right there on my leg. I'm talking about hands and feet, claws out, trying to bite my leg. And I had a water bottle.
clouds.
And I shook my leg. It wouldn't go nowhere. It was just, wow. It was doing that. It was sounding like you was doing earlier, Shay. That's why that sound when you said, wow, it scared me. I got PTSD from that squirrel. Oh. I took my water bottle, and I swung, and I tried to hit the squirrel. I think I hit it. I don't know, but my water bottle fell on the ground. I looked at the squirrel. The squirrel looked at me. I looked at my water bottle, and the squirrel looked at the water bottle, daring me to touch it. I looked to the left. It looked to the left. I kind of scooted to the right. It went to the right. Y'all, I'm going to be honest. I just started running. But wow, when I turned around, it was either Chip or Dale. It was one of them. But listen, I turned around, and here come the squirrel running after me. It was a bad.
Hey, what color were your joggers in?
Brown?
Oh, okay. I thought you had the wrong color jogging pants.
Look, I'm like, did it think I was a tree? I'm thinking it was a tree. Look, I don't like squirrels no more. You know how people say have a squirrel moment? Man, don't even listen. I don't like squirrels. Squirrels are the new gangsters. They are the new thugs.
I think I shared with you a couple of years ago, Coach David, where my mom was having some issues with squirrels in her front lawn, and she had heard of a remedy that would keep them from coming on the front lawn. And she was sitting outside one day, and she said she noticed some acorns falling out from the tree, and she thought the acorns were coming down because of the wind. And she said she looked up, and the squirrels were throwing the acorns at her.
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, squirrels gone wild. Y'all talking about the devil. Y'all need to be praying about these squirrels. Y'all thought the devil attacking me. The squirrels attacking me. Y'all talking about the devil. I ain't worried about no devil. I'm worried about these squirrels. Lord. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and
start. We're glad you're okay.
You know, these squirrels got me, so I'm going to go ahead and get on the topic tonight. And the topic tonight, you guys ready for a wonderful show? I know I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too. So me, as a not only a man, but I'm a father as well. And, you know, we always say God the Father. Hey, Lord, hey, Father. We say He. God is my Father, Lord. When he blesses you, he blesses. We say He, Father. We always acknowledge God as masculine, a masculine being, right? But the problem I got is, why aren't the men and the fathers being respected right here on the earth? Like, we give so much reverence and respect to this being, a masculine figure, but we have no respect to our masculine figures on earth. I always hear, men ain't nothing. But what about the awesome men out here, the great men, the kings, real men of God, really who value life? And I don't see the respect level of a man. Tommy Two Toes, what do you have to say about that, my brother?
And maybe they don't know who their daddy is, so they don't know who to respect. You know what I mean? But on a serious note, unfortunately, we all put in one category. You know how they always say, a bad apple won't spoil the bunch. In this situation, the bunch is spoiled, unfortunately, and that's you know, of course, not fair, but. You know, I guess that's just the way the ball bounces, unfortunately.
Good point. Great point, actually.
Yeah.
And like you said, unfortunately, man, and as a man,
you know, it's, you know, shout out to everyone who chooses life. You know, I don't want to sit up here and degrade nobody for who they love or what they believe, or, but the man has been demasculized. Like, there's, like, the masculine man isn't being represented well. The more less masculine man is being more publicized as the go-to guy. And I just feel, you know, as a father myself, as a man myself, sometimes it's disappointing because, you know, as a leader, you know, I am the type that will lead my household. I am the type that stand on morals and principles. I have created a foundation and a platform, you know, not just for myself, but for my family and my extended family and others around me. So it's like I want to be honored, not worshiped, but I want to be honored. And what I mean honored is I want to be respected the proper way, because we always say God and we say He and we say Father. So why is the men not being respected? I'm talking the real men. The real men. There are real men out here. And right now it's like a battle of the sexes. And it's sad because man need woman and woman need man, and woman, and I'm not talking about the man who's really not doing his due diligence and playing his position and playing his part. Because a lot of guys have left these women out here to lay their own foundation and lead their own households. But I'm talking about the men who really is holding the fort down. I don't see the respect. Coach Shay, as a female, you know, you want to expand on this?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's a great question. And, you know, once we kind of honed in on the topic, I wanted to do a little bit more studying regarding what Scripture says about father figures. And have, as we talk tonight about how it equates and from the spiritual to the natural, and what I found, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, in the Bible, according to the Bible, the role of a father originated with God Himself. And so, for a lot of people, we may not be able to identify with that, of course, because we're here on Earth, and we may not have looked at it like father, right? So you're right, we are in church, we are screaming Father, we're worshiped Father, we are crying out to the Father, and in fact, there's so many needs that we have from the Father. And it amazes me how many women, including myself at some point, how many women may take advantage of the father figures. I know that we're going to go deeper into it tonight, so I'm not going to, like, go ahead of myself. There's a number of reasons why that is. However, there are scriptures that I'm going to share with you guys in the second half that talks about how gracious our Father is, the Heavenly Father is, and not only how gracious our Heavenly Father is, but even what we as women, because at times Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I will be the first to admit it. Sometimes as women, you know, even when it comes down to the spiritual father, the Heavenly Father, sometimes we feel neglected. We feel rejected. We feel like, you know, and may have some of the same characteristics or personalities towards the spiritual father. So I want to talk about that in the second half a bit more. But as far as the Bible, according to the Bible, the role of a father originated with God Himself. It says our Heavenly Father and is a divine role and calling. And so I'm going to be talking to the women tonight about that divine role and calling. Back to you, Coach Dave.
Awesome. Two Toes.
Hey, I'm just trying to get the big piece of chicken. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm a father, and I need to be respected. So, hey, just give me the big piece of chicken. and the last piece of sweet potato pie. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Y'all got to look over me. I'm hungry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Nah, man. Nah, I get it. And that's true, man. Like, and I do get you too, Tommy Tuto. It's just showing the lack of respect. And, you know, the thing is, man, it is a sad thing. And I see what you're saying, Coach Shay, that, you know, women can feel neglected. But it starts right here on earth as well, though, like, because a woman only going to feel neglected based on her circumstances of life that she's going through right now. And so she going through these things not only with her dad, her actual fleshly or, you know, natural father, and going through it with the husband or boyfriend, whoever, you know, whoever her partner is. So, you know, with all the men in her life, you know, fail her, and she got to take a certain role, got to take the role of a man and doing the best she can. The thing about it, a woman will never fulfill a man's role. She can raise the kids to the best of her ability and be the greatest mom in the world, but she never, ever, and I hear mothers all the time, like on Father's Day, say, well, you know, I've heard women tell another woman, Happy Father's Day, you know, and it's like, well, you will never be a father, just like I'll never be a mother at the end of the day. And there's, I have a nephew who has custody of his son. His son is, two, 3 years old, and I'm proud of my nephew. He can do his best as a dad, but he never, ever can be a mom to this baby. So I feel the same way with the woman. At the end of the day, a woman can never actually be a father. You can do the best you can to raise this child, especially raising a son. And you can give him, you know, things to help this young man to become a man eventually, but you can only do it from a woman's perspective and just do your best. Just be the greatest woman. Just be the greatest mother to him. And I think a lot of fathers are being rejected based on, you know, they putting us all in a pot, stirring it up and say, this is one man. You know, this is one man, and I think that a lot of us are getting a bad rap because some guys, you know, are selfish, immature, and they're not in their kids' life, and they're not responsible, and they don't have a foundation. And a lot of the women are actually the head of the household, and man has lost his way. But then you have a man like myself come fresh out of prison after 13 years of incarceration. I know I have a vision. I have a foundation. I know what I want. I execute it. But there's a tug of war in the war of the sexes. So, you know, Coach Shay, have you went through the war of the sexes thing? Have you ever, you know, as a woman, have you had the problems like growing up without the father thing, or, you know, because as a man, we do want to understand the woman as well, but the man want to be respected. The man want to feel valued.
Yeah, especially I think Tommy Tuto said it in the beginning. I think Tommy Tuto said it in the beginning, you know, one apple spoils the bunch, unfortunately. And so I haven't had the actual battle of the sexes with my two daughters' father. You know, he was kind of, and I've shared this story a lot of times on this show and on previous shows and interviews, where he was incarcerated for most of their lives. And even being home now, I think we have a much better relationship, but we didn't have like a battle of the sexes or anything like that. It was more just maturity. It was more maturity. What I can say is I never held other men accountable for his lack of action so to speak. I didn't hold anybody accountable for his lack of action. However, that's not to say that I don't know women who have made comments regarding their children's father, or, you know, not like I don't have family members who have expressed the way that they feel regarding men. And so I think we talk about it a lot, changing your circle with all of the company you keep. I can tell you, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, that I was actually one guilty in my teenage years to say Happy Father's Day to women because that's what I heard when I was growing up. And what stopped me was one year I was actually at service, and it was Father's Day, and I said Happy Father's Day to a young lady, and she was like, she was upset. She's like, I'm not a father. And I said, okay. And I explained to her, you know, why I said what I said, but she was like, yeah, I understand it, but my kids have a father. She was like, they may not be, he may not be with me, but they have a father. So that says now that she was someone who understood the power of a father. And so from that time, and I think that was like in 2008 or so, but I'd never said it again. So I think from a woman's perspective, I think that we do have a falsehood of what fatherhood is, and I'm excited to be able to break this down for women, how it correlates, because, again, we're the ones that's always – not a lot of men are screaming, Abba, Father. Not a lot of men are like, Father, I love you. A lot of men aren't doing that. But for the women who are doing it, it's kind of an oxymoron because, like you said, Coach David, we're doing this pretty much every single day. We're giving and paying reverence to a father, which is, you know, which in biblical terms, he, but we're not doing that when it comes down to our husbands. We're not doing that when it comes down to our the children's father. We're not doing it for our brothers or sisters or uncles, even stepfathers. And so I'm excited about breaking this down for the women tonight.
Yeah, I do want to say this, Coach. I'm going to be honest with you. As a man myself, and being around many men, we do say thank you, Father God. We say it all the time. We represent that Father. We thank that Father. We do just like Jesus did. You know, Jesus said, you know, he about his Father's business. So when we hear these things, you know, that's how we do. We honor the Father. You know what I'm saying? We realize that God is our Father. Thank you, Father God. We love you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We do that all the time. So even with that, you know what I'm saying, even men, we disrespect one another as men a lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that squirrel today was a male or female, but I know I got disrespected by that squirrel today, and I'm a guy. I'm tired of the disrespect. I got disrespected by the squirrel. I'm getting disrespected by my peers. And it's sad because we don't honor one another. As a man, I honor other men. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of men who have a lot to learn, a lot of them looking for mothers, and they don't want to stand up as a man. But at the same time, and I'm talking about brothers who say they love the Lord, and I'm talking about brothers who say, Abba, Father, Lord, I love you. They're not standing up. So it's like I understand that us as men must respect ourselves. The ones who do respect themselves, the one who are holding the household down, I still see a great level of disrespect. And not just from women. I'm seeing it on TV. You know, I'm seeing it from other males. We don't value one another as men. The young men looking at the older men and just like, oh, man, you old. I have no time to listen to you. And old adult don't mean you wise. You could be a wise young man. But at the same time, they show a level of respect. And that's what I'm about. The respect part. That don't mean we're going to agree on everything, but let's just honor one another respectfully and in love. And I think we should do that because we have God the Father. So we represent our Father in heaven, then we should
also represent the father on earth, because they at least shows how powerful a father is. So, with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Yeah. Block star.
You start a block.
David Benton.
In real life, man.
We cool.
Yes, sir.
We up.
All the way up, man.
Way up. Let's go.
Just go then. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Up to the tippy. Up to the tip. I'm all the way up.
always had a good meal to eat. Always thought we had it made by the clothes we wore. But she just kept on putting us. She knew that there was so much in store
for me.
17 with two babies, babies. Nearly had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you, you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope, this is the song I sang. I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Chase Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, your host, Coach David Benson, and our co-host, Tommy Two Toes, and we are in the building. Before we get started with this topic again, we do want to give a great big shout-out to our sponsors. First and foremost, we have Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Y'all know that voice in the beginning. If you are looking to do something different with your music programming, radio programming, if you are a business owner and you are looking to have a quality infomercial or commercial, just like the one you heard at the start of the show, if you didn't hear it, listen to the playback, book Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. And this year, there is something special happening for business owners. If you have a website and you are looking to do some tutorials on that website and you need a voiceover, I see some light bulbs going off. Aha! Book Paula G. Voice at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. We also want to give a great big shout out to DJ G. Will. G. Weezy is what I call him. If you are looking for a DJ in the Knoxville, Tennessee or surrounding areas, we want you to book DJ G. Will. You can go to his page at William G. Will Faulkner. That's F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, or go to the Beyond the Fence page where you can see a lot of the playbacks, and you can book him at beyondthefence.org. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, and that was even with the toothache. I love it. I love it. Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. If you are a new company or an existing business that's looking to re-strategize your business, Let's talk. Coach David Benton and I have been on a mission for 2023 where we want to help new businesses not just strategize the business, but change the mindset on how you see businesses. So go to our Facebook page at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Check out the website. Check out the workshops. Check out the seminars. And also our Facebook Live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. where we are interviewing new business owners or business owners that are impacting the community. So let's talk. Contact us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Coach David Benton, back to you.
Thank you for the sponsors, Coach. Great shout out to Allah. Yes, you know, just now 25 years old.
The doors of the church are now open. Jesus, oh, are the man. Brothers in the building, and I'm frowning.
Oh. Jesus, that's a brother. What is up?
What's going
man,
on?
Man, yes, I'm frowning. I'm frowning.
Man, I ain't got to talk in a while, so I got a lot on my chest. I'm going to make it quick. I went out to dinner for Easter with Mary Magdalene, man. We went out to dinner. Tried to be nice, took her to dinner. For the whole time we at the dinner, she on the phone, FaceTiming, taking pictures. Of course, I can't get none of the pictures. Server comes. She order a pound of caver. Caver? She was trying to say caviar. You know what I mean? So that was a red flag. But, hey, I'm colorblind, so I kept moving. She ordered two entrees. And you know it's a problem. It didn't have no totals. It just said seasonal. So I'm like, hey, it's going to be a big bill. So make a long story short, I told her it don't cost as much if we go Dutch. So we split the bill. She talking about she ain't had no money. I went to the bathroom and kept going and went on to the car and left. I don't know if she washed dishes or what, but that night, I had to leave, man, because I just felt used and abused, you know what I mean? Not on my watch. Right. So you went with Mary Magdalene. So, I mean, so you're telling me these stories, I had FaceTime and all this and a couple of years ago.
No, this was recently, man. You need to catch up, man. That squirrel got you confused, man. This happened now. You know, because we know what she did 2,000 years ago, but I'm a forgiving person, you know what I'm saying? My father told me to forgive, so I'm forgiving and forgetting. Well, I ain't forgetting, but you know what I mean. All I know is she was doing all this stuff now. This is something that happened now, not back in the day. She had too much going on back in the day, so I try to give her a chance now.
Right. Mm. Well, Jesus, so we got a show to do, man. You got to go.
You got to go. All right,
man. I'll see y'all later.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So, Shay, I don't know what we're going to do with Jesus' other brother.
Well, I love how he came in and said, and I'm frowning. He came in starting trouble.
So breaking it down for us, you know, for five.
Yes. I do. And this is really for the women, and I know that it will bless the men as well, encourage the men as well. But for the women who may feel that fathers don't have an intricate part, especially the good fathers that we're talking about tonight, and for the fathers who may not be holding it down right now, once they identify with, you know, their role, hopefully they'll be able to touch back in with their children's lives. And so the study that I did, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David, and for the listeners, the study I did, it really, really blessed me. And so it says that there's two ways to father. So there's the father as a noun, and then there's a father as a verb. And it says to father is to teach children in many ways through example, direct counsel, and everything in between. Our fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and uncles may teach us to ride bikes or tie our shoes or cook meals, but more importantly, they can be righteous influences who teach us how to follow God. And so when women do not allow great fathers in the lives of the children, and I do have to give a great big shout out to you, Coach David. I think G Will is on a call tonight. The Jewel is on the call tonight. Tommy Tutos to you as well, and to the other fathers that may be listening. You guys understand the value, the true value of fatherhood. And in some cases, like G Will, being a grandfather, you know, you have an opportunity to double bless, right? And so for the women, I need you to understand tonight that it is imperative that a father figure, and in this study, it doesn't just talk about the father, because I can hear somebody like, well, that the daddy ain't around. Okay, well, there's uncles, there's grandfathers, you know, even if it's a stepfather, just because it's a stepfather doesn't mean that they're you should isolate them from the responsibility if they're a great father. But it says that the fathers are a very important role. They can be righteous influences who teach the children how to follow God, but not just follow God, but really, really, really. And Coach David, I'm comparing the two, because I need the women to understand that as we're speaking to the Heavenly Father, that we have to be able to identify with those values in the natural father. So there's more, but I'll hand it over to you to give feedback or to Tommy Tutos off of just that part of the teaching.
Tommy Tutos, you wanna say something? You wanna expand on something with that, brother? I wanted to go back to something that we were talking about earlier, how, you know, women say Happy Father's Day to each other. I like to, you know, I'm a professional feather rufferer, so I always like to tell the fellas, Happy Mother's Day, and the women don't like to hear that, you know what I mean? Just because I'm like, hey, it don't make sense if we do it, so why would you do it? You know, it's just crazy to me, man, but, you know, it's another one of them double standards, you know what I mean? But the bottom line is, man, it's just know your role and play it to the best of your ability. You know, that's all you can do, and hopefully it's reciprocated on both ends. And, of course, respect it. Got to be respected. Or at least, you know, it definitely needs to be respected.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, Coach, I don't know.
I can't hear you, Coach David. I don't know if we can hear you clearly. Sorry.
All right. What about, am I good?
There's a lot of feedback, unfortunately.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, I'm gonna do this.
There you go.
All right. So, I am happy that you did expand on that, and you was talking to the women as well, because, you know, there has to be a balance. I've seen so much of a tug of war between male and female, especially in today's society. And, you know, our parents didn't really have to go through too much of that. The male was more valuable, you know, and in today's society, the man is not as valuable. And I think, you know, and maybe I'm being biased, but I think it's not right, like, for us to say, Lord, I love you, Father. Lord, I love you, Father. And then you look at me as a father, and I see the women. And Crochet, maybe you can really speak on this better than me. But I don't get why do women feel they carried this baby for 9 months, so it's 100% their baby and 50% the father's. You know, the 50% the father's baby, when we both have 100% responsibility.
I just don't feel honored. I don't feel respected. As a man, it's like, how do y'all say God is your king? God is the everything, but we don't even look at the man as a king. And I'm talking about the one who's actually playing the position of a king, really doing his role. Really doing his role.
Well,
Koshay, maybe you could, expand more on that.
Yeah, I can say that it kind of follows the same trend as the men, crying out to God or, calling on God as the Father. It's not all women. I can say that it's, again, two-part, because you may have some women who have fathers who aren't in the home. And in that case, it's kind of like a protection, if you will, when it comes down to, the mother may feel like they're protecting the child or, having a certain level of comfort or discomfort. And this is just kind of like not across the board, but more of a broader, response. I can speak for myself, Coach David, having two children at a young age. I didn't have an issue with my two daughters going with their father. What I did have a challenge with is certain people that he might have been around or certain family members that didn't do the right things. And I would say I strayed away from my daughters I always tried to do half and half of everything when it came down to tax season. You take one, I take one, but again, just being around family members and friends who have had that's my baby, that's my this and that's my that. I think it's a motherly instinct, but it's a false mm-hmm. instinct that we have. To say, of course, like you said, we had the baby, so it makes it ours. But I also think that it kind of goes back to the living situation. A mother who lives with the father is not going to say, my child, I would hope not. It's an equal balance. Most mothers want to break, and they're going to say, come get your child. When the child is
right.
in trouble, they're going to say, come get your child, or if they need you to talk to the child, they're going to say, you need to talk to your child. So I think that's what happens in the home. And in some cases also when, the father is not living in the home. But I think it's a selfishness. I think also it's kind of a sign of immaturity. But on a broader statement, I think that it's probably just more, like you said, the mother has had the child and they may feel closer to the child, but not realizing that they're saying my child or operating in that is operating in error.
Yes, I appreciate that. That was some great points. And I don't want nobody to think that, I'm just picking on the woman, because there's some awesome women out there who do respect men. And there's also men who's not deadbeats and they do respect themselves. But at the end of the day, I think, like I was talking about earlier, the balance part, we're going to have to step it up. We're going to have to get back to our rightful place. To be honest, if we want to be respected, then we got to demand the respect and just keep pushing and keep encouraging the women who have had bad relationships or had unfair parenting, and their fathers wasn't around, and the ones who father was around, they still didn't get what they needed, as fulfillment to that father role, so that when they go out, they pick the right type of man, they'd be balanced out. And the Bible do say, train a child in the way up of the Lord. When he get old, he won't depart from it. So I think it definitely starts in the household, start with our kids, me as a dad, as a male. I always want to be the best role model possible. And the best way I can be a role model is really just how I navigate through this thing we call life. And be an inspiration to those around me. So that's why I talk to young men so much and just tell them how great they are and how great they can be and to look forward and to be even greater. And let these young men, I'm letting these young men know that you want the wrong level of respect. Respect ain't about how tough you are or how much you think you can hurt someone. I think, you know, our young kids are thinking that you're going to respect me, you're going to respect me, and it's more violent versus love. And I think we need to really produce more love. And the violence should come last, but it's a form of protection. But you only going to protect up to violence because you love so much. A man going to protect his family because of that love. But men have left the household. Men have left the woman out there on their own. So men, we have a responsibility too. And when you do elevate your thinking, elevate your spirit, and really become the man that you're designed to be, then those women who may not understand, you can become that blessing to encourage them so they'll start being comfortable to be able to be led by you. Because a man can't be a leader if he don't have no direction. So that's why I want to say, okay, it's both of our fault. It's the man's fault. It's the woman's fault. So how can we come to a balance, especially when we say, Father, I love you. Lord, I love you. We represent this Father. In the same way we represent this Father and we salute this Father and we worship this Father, that at least shows the value of the masculine energy of a man. Coach Shay.
Yeah, I agree. Coach David, you kind of stole my thunder on that one. But just in my closing, I do want to say that we need to just look at the characteristics of God on both parts. Like you said, look at the characteristics of God and then be the example that God carry those traits of God. And I think you'll be able to do exactly what Coach David was saying, because mine was men are designed to protect the home and to provide other necessities for the family, but women, we have to allow them to do it. And so the way that you see it is, again, by following the characteristics of God. What are the examples? So we may see everything not right, but then there may be some characteristics. Going back into 1 Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind, love is not boastful. So go back into that, and if you see those characteristics, find them, hone in on those characteristics, and grow in the rest, but give the men an opportunity to be the father that God is designing them to be, especially if they are trying. Tommy
Tito. I just want to say to the fellas, man, y'all step up, even if you ain't got no legs. And I want to say to the Beyond the Fence, Beyond the Radio listeners, Coach David will not be here next week because he's going to be at Squirrels Anonymous getting therapy. And I missed y'all, man. I'm smiling, but I missed y'all, man. I missed y'all.
Likewise, likewise. And we appreciate everyone who tune in every Sunday. We do not take it for granted, like we always say. We greatly appreciate every listener. I hope you guys understand that our hearts are in the right place. We don't want to bash nobody. We don't want to feel make nobody feel degraded or less than. We only want to show the love, support, and honor within one another. We always want to build people up. We're not here to put you down. So let's just get back to how God wants us to be. He gave the word to man. Man gave the word to the woman. But then when the woman fell into sin, the man just watched. Adam just watched Eve eat of the fruit. Adam just watched Eve be manipulated by the serpent. All he did was watch from a distance instead of protecting her. So if we're not showing that level of protection, it's hard for them to really honor us. And then like Shay was saying earlier, Coach Shay was saying earlier, how they can get discouraged with the Father God. We got you, fellas. Let's step it up. Women, you got to step it up as well. And fellas, we got you. And with that being said, we love y'all. Y'all tune in next week. So where the music at? Where the music?
Where the
music? Where the music? Where the
music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? Where the music? I put away childish things. Yeah, I went from a male to a mentor. Good guy gone bad, I was never bad. Just hustling and grinding for what I never had. Sassy sold my first pack, I never looked back. Baking soda and water, show me how to cook crack. Tennessee and weed, chilling with the hood rats. Heather chill, ecstasy pills, I let my book bag look. I did what I did as a kid, so stand down. Got caught with my pants down. Now I'm a man now. Nobody fronted me. Never asked for handouts. I was low-key. Never had to stand out. School of hard knocks. Never been the class clown. This part of my background. I'm talking the facts now. People know me. Considered as an OG. Well, emotions won't control me. Immaturity don't provoke me. Look, because of the old me, I owe me. Troy G, JT, Big Brad was there to console me. Yeah. Up in the trenches with the killers and hustlers. On the realer, you can be a killer and still be a buster. Fed my pit bulls hard white, no color in the butter. Turned against me undercover, now my kids gotta suffer. 10 of life, one conspiracy, no justice at all. They gave me 15 years, a homie claim he ain't mumble it all. I touched down, they realized I didn't fumble the ball. Staggered a little bit because of the fall. I didn't stumble and fall. Kept my head up, educated myself. Heard my pit bulls growling, contemplating my death. I cried myself, felt like I was living in hell. My cellie told me to thank God that I'm living and well. To get a grip on yourself, live instead of existing. Make a better decision. Helping the children, put them in better position. Seeing none, just listen. Give them a vision. Keeping them out of these prisons. Yeah.